Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. And that music means our friends from Hastings Family Service are here to tell us about all the good things going on. And we want to welcome to KDWA Chris Cope, the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and she's going to tell us all the good things going on. How are you, Chris?
I am great. How are you, Mo?
Well, I'm great, thank you. I'm hoping that you are in a new mood with the way you're doing things, and I know things are going great, and you're going to tell us about some of the new things going on, the pilot programs. You give us some recaps. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, so definitely it's exciting with this just spring weather and just the hope of the vaccination being more widely available. That gives us hope that we can move closer to the day when things are back to normal and we're operating as we once had. But as of yet, we still aren't in a position to open our doors to the general public. The building is still being totally utilized for food warehousing, and that will continue to be our challenge that we're working on, is how do we fit all this food and all these packing stations in the entire building, and then also allow the general public to come in. And so we want to remind folks that we are working on what we can do to get the doors open, and that we can accept food and personal care items, and they can be dropped off at the front of the building, and there's a cart that's always there, and we just ask that you ring the doorbell or give us a jingle. Our phone number is posted out there so that we can come and retrieve those items. But unfortunately, we still cannot accept things for our thrift store. And this weekend, actually, Easter Sunday, somebody dropped a big load of clothing on our front door. And the problem with that is when items have been left unattended for, overnight, or when we're not here, we can't guarantee that there aren't any pests that might have also decided to get into those things. So we don't even bring them through the building. We bring them directly to the back dumpster. And I know that wasn't the intent of those items, but the fact that they could have been tampered with by a pest, we can't risk that with all the food that we have in the building. And so we thank you for your patience, and I know people continue to call and ask, are we accepting donations? And we're grateful that Salvation Army, another obviously good organization in this community, is accepting items right now, and we encourage you to take advantage of that until we can get our store open. So we thank you all for your patience.
So yeah. I know we're coming off Minnesota Food Share Month, and how was that for you this year?
It has been really, really positive. As always, this community just continues to step up and really help us to meet our goal and to rally around Minnesota Food Share, which this is the 40th anniversary of Minnesota Food Share, and the whole campaign started in 1982, and it really has been advanced by congregations in our communities to help restock food shelves and in the Twin City metropolitan area. And we're just so grateful because it's just comes at a perfect time as we start to move into summer. And as always, this community loves it, and they get super involved. And so our friends at the Seas School, Mo, you remember when your kids were there, they did their major food drive, as they always do, and they were able to help us load our rental van with 1,100 pounds of food, and they collected over $900 for us. So we were just thrilled. It's so fun to see kids get just really excited about that. And Seas does just a great job of getting the kids excited and teaching them about how this can make a difference. Mm-hmm. DCA and Title, they also collected $440.64 of food. And MOPS, which is the Moms of Preschoolers, they did a food drive. Edina Realty did a food drive. Just a few minutes ago, the Knights of Columbus brought in another 100 pounds, and so they so far have collected 550 pounds. And Minnesota Food Share actually continues on until this Saturday, April 11th, and so it's not too late to do a food drive or to do a fund drive or do a Facebook fund drive or, you know, however you'd like to, if you'd like to help raise money or food for Minnesota Food Share, because the great thing about every dollar and every pound that has come through the door so far is that it's proportionally matched by the folks at Minnesota Food Share. And so, you know, it really does allow your donations to go that much further. And another one of our great parochial schools, St. John's in Vermilion, another Mo has children in
alumni
both places, yes. They also so far have collected 500 pounds, and so they're still working on their food drive as well. And actually this Friday, Hope Christian Preschool is doing a cereal box collection. And then on Friday, they're going to set up their boxes like dominoes throughout the school and watch them fall. And I thought that is
awesome.
So, yeah, so if you want to help Hope Christian and their preschool kiddos, you know, just make that a really fun dominoes experience. You know, drop off some boxed cereal at Hope Christian Preschool on 316. They would love to have that. You know, and then, you know, this again was the second year that the Hastings Tastings wasn't able to happen the way we all love and enjoy it, but we were so so grateful that we had almost 20 restaurants participate. And the intent this year was not to raise money for Hastings Family Service, but it was really to support and turn around kind of a reverse, let's support the restaurants, because this last year has been such a challenge on the restaurant industry, probably more than any industry. And so we really wanted to just encourage our Hastings Tastings guests and fans to order some takeout from all of the participating restaurants, and just do a shout out to that restaurant, post it and tag us at Hastings Family Service, and we are doing drawings actually for restaurant gift certificates for people who might have posted their takeout items. But the other thing is, some of those restaurants also did their own drop-off location for a food collection, and so we want to do a shout-out to the Hastings Public House, to Applebee's, Dunn Brothers, Froth and Cork, and Alexis Bailey Vineyard. They all are collecting food for us this month, and we're so grateful. I was at Froth and Cork the other day, and she just does such a cute job. She had it all set up in this old vintage suitcase, and it was just, you know, not just this big bucket of food. It was cute the way she displayed it. And so, and then Walmart, once again, has been just a wonderful partner, and they allow us to set an entire pallet box up right at their entry. And that has been a really a big drop-off location, and many Walmart shoppers have been so gracious to just buy some extra items and pop them in the Walmart pallet box. And then Cub Foods, they continue to promote their prepackaged bags. And then Coberts and Spiral did their roundup. And that is just an extraordinary thing, too, where they ask their customers if you'd like to round up for the food shelf. And, gosh, it's amazing how generous people are and how easy it is to just, you know, round up. I was at Spiral the other day, and I think it was 13 cents was my roundup. You know, how easy is that, you know?
Right.
So, also, we had some coin boxes out at both Emily's and Quaint and Quirky downtown here had coin collection boxes, and I know Emily's has had to call us multiple occasions. They always are like the high volume collector of coins. Lots of in and out traffic at Emily's, and so we thank them for really just helping us. You know, it's to raise awareness about hunger, and you know, I always tell my first day story of how in 2005 when I got here, I had lived in this beautiful community for 20 years and had, you know, my own perceptions of the reality of hunger and homelessness in our community, and I was feeling pretty confident on my first day that, well, the food shelves in the Twin Cities, definitely you see on the news that they're dealing with hunger and homelessness at such a high level, but, you know, that won't be the challenge I'll be having to think about or work on when I come to this place to work. And on my very first day at 9:30 in the morning, I got to experience a family who had run out of food. He was working in construction. She was going to school for nursing. He had a two-year-old. She was pregnant. And the story I learned was that they didn't have enough food to get through until payday. And they had about 4 days left till payday. And so they were holding on to what food they had so their little two-year-old wouldn't go without anything to eat. And Mom and Dad were skipping meals, and Mom was pregnant. And that was my first day of actually hearing the sounds of hunger and listening as we offered them something to eat two offices down from me, and hearing the little boy squealing as he saw the sights of granola bars and fruits and canned juices. And I sat there in just in shock, thinking, how could this be? I'd never seen it or heard it or knew it existed. And that year, 23% of the people reported that someone in their household hadn't had something to eat because it just wasn't enough for everyone. And this last year, that number was more than double that. Mm. And that number has maintained between 45 and 50% for over the last 5 years. And so Minnesota Food Share came as a way to promote and raise awareness and to fight hunger. And that's what we continue to do, and that's what you get to do when you decide to get involved with Minnesota Food Share or any of our fundraising campaigns. This last Saturday, and I'm sorry I don't have the details because I wasn't in town, but the Lions Club was another great organization that did a river walk. And they basically just allowed people to make a contribution and come down on a beautiful Saturday and raise awareness about fighting hunger. And so we thank the Lions Club as well for being a wonderful partner. So this work is possible because we have hundreds of partners in this community. I would say thousands. And those are just a few.
I know also during spring break for the Hastings School System, you had Market on the Move, which is a pilot program. Can you tell listeners about that?
I sure will. Yeah, so we have received a major grant to purchase a vehicle, and we rented it during the month of March just to test the waters and to get behind the wheel and to practice loading and unloading and to turn on the refrigeration unit and see what it feels like to drive in a vehicle that doesn't have a rearview mirror. That was my experience. And it was awesome. Like I said, when we went to C's, typically when C's would do their food drive and collect 1,100 pounds, they'd have to rally up all these moms who would then, with their kids, load up all this food and bring down about 15 carloads of food. And so this time, we were able to bring our van up. The kids loaded it into the van and put it on a pallet, and so it was very easy just to get it in and get it out. And so we found that picking up food worked really well. But at spring break, we did Market on the Move spring break, and it was the first time we ever did this. And so we sent it out in the Raiders Express newsletter, and I think another email went out as well. And we didn't have quite the sign up that we were planning for, but we were still grateful. We had about 30 families sign up. 27 of them had never used our services before. And so the last day before spring break, the Thursday before school was out, those families were able to come either in the morning or the late afternoon and pick up their food orders. And we had a lot of information included with those to just introduce them to Hastings Family Service and some of the other programs and resources that we're trying to promote right now, like how to get a vaccination, all those kind of good things. So we're really excited about that. And we also were able to do a Market on the Move program at Mississippi Terrace. So for the first time ever, we delivered our Market Express food order over to 40 seniors at Mississippi Terrace. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without a big vehicle. And so it really was slick. You know, we basically wheel everything right into the vehicle, and off they went and wheel it down. And it was delivered to the doors of each of the seniors. And they have been so excited to just have an additional way and a safer way to get food. And so we are in the process now of trying to order a vehicle. Apparently, they are in high demand. So we're not quite sure when that'll be that we'll actually get our vehicle. But this is going to just really expand our capacity to serve the rural communities better than we have before, to pick up food for food rescue, and to really just be more innovative. So we're feeling very, very blessed and excited for what the future will bring.
That is so great, Chris. And I know you are finishing up your 50th year celebration, and what a year it's been.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that as well?
Yeah, so, yep, it definitely was not what we expected, and we had so many events that we had to cancel. However, I'll tell you, we're so grateful that we were still prepared, thanks to all the wonderful partners we have, to really just pivot and respond the way we needed to. And so on April 20th, which is the final day of our 50th year, we will be going live with a YouTube video that anybody that would like to hear more about just the history of Hastings Family Service over the whole 50 years. You can tune in to the HCTV. Our friends Mike Bremer over at HCTV will be producing the video, and it'll be on the HCTV YouTube channel. And we'll be sending it out as well to, if you receive our electronic newsletter called The Dish, or if you're a volunteer, you'll probably get a link to the video as well. We can't say thank you enough to Mike and his team over at HCTV for helping us just capture all the amazing stories and photos and just all the things that have helped this organization thrive and be who it is today.
Still going strong 50 years later. Chris, we want to say thank you. Chris Cope, she is the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service. And if people want to learn more, how can they do that, please?
Well, you can go to our website www.hastingsfamilyservice.org, or you can give us a call at 651-437-7134.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.